1. My bottle, my resentments, and me. From childhood trauma to skid row drunk, this hobo finally found a higher power, bringing sobriety and a long-lost family.
When I rode into a small mountain town in an empty freight car, my matted beard and filthy hair would have reached nearly to my belt if I had had a belt. I wore a lice-infested, grimy Mexican poncho over a reeking pajama top and a ragged pair of jeans stuffed into cowboy boots with no heels. I carried a knife in one boot and a .38 revolver in the other. For 6 years, I'd been fighting for survival on skid rows and riding across the country in freights. I hadn't eaten in a long time, so was half-starved and down to 130 pounds. I was mean, and I was drunk. But I'm ahead of myself. I believe my alcoholism really began when I was 11 years old and my mother was brutally murdered. Until then, my life had been much the same as any of the other boys who lived in a small town during that period. One night, my mother failed to return home from her job at a car manufacturing plant. The next morning, there was still no sign of her or any clue to why she had disappeared. With great apprehension, the police were called. Since I was a mama's boy, this was especially traumatic for me. And to make matters